I'll tell you exactly what drove me to become chairman is the fact that I became very disillusioned by the lack of response to anything on Wimbledon High Street. And if you're passionate about something and you really care, then it really gets under your skin. And I care about what happens to where I live. And Wimbledon High Street is, and I keep saying to people, it should be the quintessential English village. And it, for 2 weeks of the year, thousands of people, 20,000 people, go through that village every day to go to the tennis at SW19. And somebody said to me, if you like football and you like, say, the World Cup, you get that perhaps once in your lifetime. You have the World Cup of tennis in Wimbledon Village every single year, and you must capitalise on it. But there is a belief, and it's perpetuated, unfortunately, by Merton Council, that it's such an affluent area that it is beyond the economic problems that sort of affect other high streets, and that everything is rosy in Wimbledon High Street. And it certainly is not.
Right, what would you say the main problems are affecting Wimbledon Village?
There are three problems that lead to the biggest problem. First problem is rent. A lot of landlords are inevitably greedy, but they know that they can get very high rents because some of the big players come in and take over from the independents. So once the rent is set, then, of course, that affects the rates. Now, if the government and the council don't understand that there are certain areas that are hotspots in terms of rates, then you will see more and more shops disappearing. And not just the little independents. There will be big names disappearing off the high street. And I will certainly give you some names that have vanished from ours in the last year or so. Those two combined with parking. Now, you can brush it under the carpet. You can talk about, oh, well, it's a very difficult area to park, certainly, you know, Wimbledon High Street. However, if you have to pay £3 for 1 hour and traffic wardens appear at the dot of 4 o'clock, which is the cut-off time for parking in the Village High Street, and I sit in an office above where I work, and I watch the wardens standing, looking at their watch, and at 1 minute past four, they target, they say, 10 or 12 vehicles that are there. And everybody says to me, why on earth would I want to come to Wimbledon Village? Because you can't park, it's too expensive, it's enforced very draconianly, and that leads to less and less footfall. And people that come up there on Saturday and Sunday are probably going to go off to the Common. They enjoy a walk around. They enjoy. There is coffee culture there. Let's make no mistake about this. You can have coffee and breakfast at about 15 different places. But what is there to draw people in? There are some great shops there, but if people aren't coming, they will just disappear.
Now, Merton Council will say that parking is fair across the whole of the borough and it's proportionate.
Sorry, you can tell by I'm rolling my eyes.
I'm guessing you disagree with that.
Of course I disagree. You know, I'll give you a classic example. As I said there, if you come to Wimbledon Village, and yes, of course, you can park further away from the village and it's slightly cheaper, but not a lot cheaper. It will cost you £3 for 1 hour with perhaps 20 minutes free parking on the high street. There ain't a lot you can do in 1 hour. And then the traffic wardens appear between those ridiculously parked restrictions between 7 in the morning to 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon to 7 in the evening. So, of course, all the coffee shops that would normally serve breakfast, croissants, they say nobody comes in here anymore. It's just not worth getting a 40 quid, 60 quid, 100 quid ticket by the time they haven't paid. I've just been down along the high street here where Radio Jackie is, and it's so much more amenable to everybody. 70 pence an hour. It's 2 hours parking and you get 30 minutes free. And if you go further off the high street, and let's not forget there are some massive multi-storey car parks here. If you go beyond the high street, there isn't a yellow line anywhere. You can park there. And it wouldn't appear to be abused. I don't hear people screaming, shouting. But the footfall is good.
Would you say the council is greedy because it's Wimbledon Village and there's this idea that it is very affluent?
There is no question in my mind that over the years, and let's be honest about this, there are one or two people that even I've come across in Wimbledon that you roll your eyes at and you think, but they're very old school and they've got big houses and perhaps got a lot of money. However, the people that are running the shops are not like that. They are there to make a living. They believe passionately in what they're producing and selling. And I was talking to somebody recently and they said what they don't understand. And if you think about it, how ludicrous this is. You've got high rents. You've got incredible rates that are about to go up in the next few months, way beyond expectation for a lot of people. You've then got your staff. You've got your VAT. You've got a staff that have now got to receive pensions, which is good. You've got people that have got to buy produce. You've got the advertising that goes on top of that. You've got, you know, the minimum wage. So all of this is just squeezing and squeezing and squeezing. And when I, because of my particular interest is, say, for example, restaurants, you think, ah, yes, but you've got the added bonus of companies like Deliveroo. Well, let me tell you, Deliveroo take 27.5% of every delivery. And next month, they put it up to 31%. So you are being crushed left, right and centre. And if you think this is the perfect storm, you're right, because you will see probably round about June, July, August, you will see the last throes of numerous independent shops. And it isn't just the independents, because Wimbledon Village has lost, in the last 2.25 years, 33 shops. That is unbelievable. That is a quarter of the shops that are on the high street. But the council don't see it. And Stephen Alan Bridges, the leader of Merton Council, said to me, he said, but the churn is good. Now, what do we mean by the churn? Well, the churn is one shop goes, there's always another to come in. Well, since January, there are 8 empty shops in the village. But it's not just the independents that keep bashing on about. If you lose shops such as Carphone Warehouse, Bora, Malt and Bound, Café Rouge, and in another few months, Costa Coffee, then there is a serious, serious problem which the council seem blind to address.
But it's also a problem, is it not, that when you have chains, like you just mentioned, you have endless coffee shops or restaurants, which are fabulous, but you've got to draw people in, and people don't come into Wimbledon Village to look at the coffee shops and to look at the restaurants. They want to see little independent shops, or they want to go to places where you can shop.
Well, there's no question about that. But when a little independent shop has to find £75,000 in rent, before we even talk about the rates increase, there is a very good delicatessen in the village. And I was talking to the lady who runs it, and she said her rent and rates are close to £250,000 a year. Now, her break-even point must be something like about 10 or 12 grand a week, by the time she's factored in all the things that she has to pay for. Now, if you thought you had to put the key in the door knowing that you have to make that amount of money, I don't know how some of these people can sleep at night. And yes, it is a combination. Landlords have to be more realistic, but the council have to do more. I actually had a meeting with a gentleman called Paul Atty from the council, who came up ever so charming, ever so friendly, talking about the roads and parking. And I said, if only we could alter the sort of angle of the parking. Instead of bumper to bumper, we put them at angles, we'd probably get another 20 cars. Let's take away that signage there. Let's take away those yellow lines, because they're not affecting anything. 2 months later, the council turned up. They tarmacked the road. They repainted everything. And it was identical to how it's been for the last 10 years. There was a perfect opportunity to do something. There has to be a willingness on both parties. And the perception, I keep going back to it, by Merton Council is Wimbledon Village is an affluent area where they don't need any help. And yes, I appreciate that places Morden, Mitcham really need help and they are really struggling. But, you know, Wimbledon Village, to a certain extent, is the cash cow that keeps on giving. And at some point, it will stop.
What are your fears for Wimbledon Village?
Oh, my fears for Wimbledon Village, it will become like every other high street, and worse, because, as I say, you know, I use this word and I bandy it around at the quintessential English village, and it should be. It's somewhere, SW19 should be a brand that everybody at Wimbledon Village that works there, lives there or visits should be totally proud of being associated with. But if you feel that you're being kicked when you're down and constantly kicked, then in the end, you're going to go, do you know something? It's just like everywhere else in the country. Nobody cares. My folks live up in Southport in Lancashire. Lord Street, this unbelievable Victorian fair. You walk along it now and you think, wow, what this could be. And I know that money is tight. I know money is difficult and priorities take, you know, sort of effect elsewhere. But as I say, for example, as a business association, we try to pump money back. We have painted the lampposts in Wimbledon High Street this week. We brought in an independent company because the council took 14 months, 3 cancelled appointments to do it. The price went up and then the chap who was in charge of it left. So he said, do you know something? We're going to pay for it. That's cost our association thousands of pounds, but we're doing it because we care about our environment. Farrow and Ball, it is about community as well. Farrow and Ball, who were based in the middle of the village, they said, you know, we'd like to get involved. I've just got them to sponsor the painting of the flower tubs in the village. So now we're having to pull and rely on individuals and companies that actually really appreciate where they are and know that Merton Council really aren't doing enough.
That's actually nicer in a way, isn't it? Because it's community spirit, bringing everyone together.
Yeah, it is. But it also takes away the responsibility of the council. You know, I don't want to bash on it, but about 3 or 4 years ago, all our Christmas lights disappeared in the village. Why? Because they went off to another area and we were told, but you've got your own lights, yet again, paid for by the Wimbledon Village Business Association. And that's the dreadful thing, is I'm all for community. I'm all for associations getting involved. I'm all for other companies perhaps paying for things and sharing things. However,